At the Novus International Media Day at their headquarters in St. Charles, Missouri, I'm speaking with Felipe Navarro, and he is a global market manager for pork in particular. And you just got finished with a presentation to these ag journalists. I thought it was interesting that you started out focusing on the word sustainable. How would you describe the reaction you got when you asked them kind of like their definitions of that?
Well, that's an interesting question, and you're sending it back to me. It was my opportunity to ask media people, because you guys are challenged every day to write about those things. For me, it's living the word, because when we go to producers, sometimes they're more concerned about their own business, even before natural resources, environment. I'm not saying they're not paying attention to those factors, but I think, first of all, you need to be economically sustainable if you really want to continue to produce protein. So that's why I think it's important for me to understand the way I'm in between. I'm kind of a bridge between the two meanings of sustainable.
Well, I find it interesting because this is a topic that's been spoken about in a lot of venues over the last year or so. In particular, seems to have increasing importance in the media and with the consuming public even. But there are so many definitions, and you know, the reality is when you want to feed hungry people, farmers, agribusinesses are who are doing that, and they can't do it if they can't stay in business. So you got to factor that in there at least somehow, I think. But looking at what Novus is doing in this area of the pork business, what were some of the key points you wanted people to know here?
Well, I think I was trying to make my point, and we're trying to focus on areas where producers can be a little more efficient. They traditionally have been focusing on growing to finish pigs, because that's where apparently the business is coming from. But many, many production systems are taking sows for granted, forgetting to go back and take care of very basic details and making their system more efficient. Because now, if you try to approach a producer from a performance improvement perspective, I'm afraid they are not going to be very interested, because they're losing money. So if you can help them to be a little more efficient with what they have, which is, in this case, extending sow longevity, avoiding some problems affecting reproductive efficiency, you can help them to stay longer in this business.
So when you look at maybe as much as a decade or two ago versus today, where do you see we've made the most improvements up till now?
Well, genetically speaking, from a genetic perspective, sows are way more efficient today, and they're producing heavier, bigger, and faster, in a faster way. So I think we need to support the efficiency we were able to achieve with this genetic improvement. Unfortunately, we were assuming that we're going to have access to really high-quality ingredients, which is not necessarily true in many markets. And additionally, these genetic lines are being selected on specific parameters, and now some additional challenges like the feed ingredients or the amount of feed they can receive, the density of diets in terms of amino acids is changing the whole game. So now we need to make sure that we prevent some of the problems that will affect sow longevity and other efficiency parameters.
So for producers and the challenges they face, what are some of the solutions that Novus is offering to them?
One example is based on a very long study that Novus is conducting in coordination with Carthage Veterinary Services in Illinois. And this is the use of chelated minerals to prevent the deformation in legs, in sow legs, which normally results in lameness. And as a result, these sows are being culled or disposed. With the use of this chelated technology, Novus has been demonstrating we are able to avoid the deformation and allowing these sows to stay in the sow herd.
Well, if you had one message you'd like us to take away from here in terms of what Novus is doing, especially for pork producers, your customers, what would it be?
We're not trying to prepack programs and go to market trying to sell based on price. I think what Novus is doing is utilizing a very strong science profile that we have available, especially here in our research center in Missouri, and the programs we have in coordination with in universities in the whole world. We're trying to go and identify the real pains that are affecting productivity and then come back and create models to understand the way we can help producers to alleviate those pains. That's the way we approach the market.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Felipe Navarro. He is Global Marketing Manager for Pork for Novus International and from their headquarters building in St. Charles. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.